I think there's no need to underscore the importance of this topic in light of the recent terrorist attacks in Europe, Asia and Africa. I think our idea is to offer a platform for Central Asian actors where we will exchange good practices and experiences and information and try to reach a better understanding of the phenomenon and the best ways for an effective response to this transnational threat. We plan to gather representatives from our national security commissions, religions affairs, prosecutors, government structures, but also women and youth organizations, civil society, and representatives of international and regional organizations, such as UNODC, UNDP, UN Women, OICHR, OSCE, European Union, the SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the CIS.
What do you hope to achieve with this workshop?
The objective for this week is to promote a preventive approach to what is a transnational threat, the root causes, the drivers of the phenomenon, which often relates to poverty, to the lack of opportunities, marginalization, poor governance, human rights violations, a lack of space for civil society, etc. And I think it's important that this event will come at a time when the Secretary General of the United Nations presented to UN member states his plan of action to prevent violent extremism. Recently, delegates in New York adopted a resolution on this, and they plan to continue discussions on the plan. So this could be sort of a Central Asian perspective into this discussion and hopefully a useful contribution. So we're looking forward to a good discussion, and it is a forum and an opportunity for the UN Regional Center for Central Asia and the Counterterrorism Implementation Task Force in New York to coordinate activities in this field in Central Asia. We're carrying out this seminar in conjunction with the CTITF in New York.
What is your assessment about the regional cooperation in this field and more generally?
There are some beginnings of regional cooperation in Central Asia. The 2011 Joint Plan of Action that Central Asian governments adopted based on the United Nations Global Counterterrorism Strategy. I think by now it is quite obvious that no one state can effectively fight terrorism and the spread of violent extremism alone. It needs to be done in cooperation with neighbors and with global partners, because the threat of terrorism and radicalization is a global one. So it needs global measures and resolutions. So in this fight, it is very important that nations can strike the right balance between short-term law enforcement responses and longer-term efforts to build resilient and inclusive societies. As we see it, on the one hand, the international community needs to address immediate problems of security and preventing terrorist acts and improving coordination in this field. But in the long term also, we need to tackle radicalization, especially of young people, and prevent future violent extremism and terrorism through coordinated efforts. So that's how we see the usefulness for this project, and governments in Central Asia can improve their coordination.